This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated for mature audiences and may contain adult language, adult situations, and frank safety discussions. The names and certain details have been changed to protect the safe and the unsafe, but believe me, every item in here is true. What is the safety revolution? It starts with you. The safety revolution isn't about breaking things, antagonizing your coworkers and family, and promoting a hellish work experience for everyone. It is not about being a know-it-all. The safety revolution starts with your own attitudes and approaches to safety and managing people. As you remember, attitudes are at the bottom of the safety pyramid and are ignored often. Why? Because they are uncomfortable. However, you know what is uncomfortable? Not addressing attitudes is ultimately disastrous for you personally and professionally. About 25 years ago, I was sitting in a hotel room, and I got to a point where I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. I said, what the hell am I doing here, and how did I get here? I had the classic Howard Beale moment from the movie Network and said, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. I realized that the path that I was on was not going anywhere. Although even then I had great technical expertise, trying to effect change or getting people to work safely was a struggle, to say the least. This is where I decided that I cannot change people, so I must change myself. This is when I started reading all I could on managing people, learning about safety and everything else that goes with it, and educating myself, both technically and developing leadership ability. It's been an ongoing process. What I suggest you do is to pick one goal at a time. Mine was education. So I embarked on formal and informal education, and this continues till today. I started with short-term goals at first. I said, I'm going to set aside 15 minutes or even 5 minutes every day to learn something new. This is what I suggest for you to do. Set aside some realistic short-term and long-term goals. Sooner or later, these small goals add up to even larger goals altogether. The next thing, start to get rid of the negative influences in your life. If you surround yourself with positive influences and deliberately act positive, eventually your negative attitude goes away. That's how I got rid of my negative thinking and my negative attitudes. Every once in a while, it rears its ugly little head again, and I need to put it back in its place. Who really wants to be around a pessimist? In the short term, pessimists get some traction because people feel they have someone who understands them. Long term, they are parasites, and it is often a strategy of psychopaths and narcissists to suppress everyone else by being negative around them. Get everybody down. Control them. That's an easy way of controlling people. So, are you going to make that decision? Are you going to make the decision to change the way you're thinking? To get rid of negative people? To start the safety revolution and start with yourself? We all know that one of the major causes of accidents are negative attitudes and negative values and negative thinking. For Safety Wars, this is Jim Pozel.
This was a production of JCP Technical Services. It was generated with publicly available open source information, and thus JCP Technical Services assumes no liability, makes no warranties or guarantees on the information contained in the broadcast. All rights reserved. No portion of this broadcast may be reproduced or stored in an electronic device without permission of Jim Pozel, JCP Technical Services, or any clients thereof that are mentioned in the broadcast. Copyright 2021, James C. Pozel.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise. otherwise without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast,